Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much. Hang out with me. People often say that's my theme song. ZZ Top, Sharp Dressed Man. I get that all the time. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thanks for hanging out with me. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there to help you with your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog while you're there. All the other things, the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members. Small Business Minute, the Motivational Minute. You got 15 minutes. Anywhere in between, we got something you can do. Listen, read, ask questions. And don't forget to take our poll question. You know, I was talking about the poll question in the previous segment. I like to report on that, to kind of do a little commentary on what you say is going to happen. And I love doing that. That's we appreciate you guys reaching out to us. And we got another exciting poll question going on right now on the homepage. So when you click on your answer, when you choose your answer, immediately, instantaneously, in less than a split second, you will be able to see what the survey is saying so far. Okay, I want to tell you about where I went yesterday and what I did. I was in Houston, in Sugarland, Texas, working with the PCCA. This is an organization that supports compounding pharmacists. Now, these are pretty exciting, pretty interesting, very interesting entrepreneurs. You know, one of the sectors of the small business sector has been the small pharmacists. You've seen it in your town. You've seen the big guys, the big box pharmacies come in and the little box pharmacies go out of business. And it's been like that for several years. And it's sad. It's a sad thing to see, but it happens. But the people who went out of business are the ones who basically rolled over and said, okay, I'm just going to give up. I'm throwing up my hands. I can't make it. Maybe they fought the good fight for as long as they could. They eroded all their equity, and they wound up, you know, losing their business after all those years. Some of them were in business a long time. Well, these guys, these compounding pharmacy guys, the word compounding, what that means, what they mean by that is they make prescriptions from scratch. You know, you see your pharmacist dispensing pills and lotions and liquids and stuff like that. And when you think about it, what a pharmacist does, they're back there and they're counting pills and they're putting them in a little bottle and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, a compounding pharmacist does that too, except if your doctor says, you know what, I think you need a different kind of a dose. I think you need another kind of an application. We need a different way of treating this than just the standard manufactured pills. And so he or she writes a prescription that is exactly what you need. It's not something that would work for me. It wouldn't work for somebody else. It only works for you. And he sends that to, he or she sends, the doctor sends that to the compounding pharmacist, and the pharmacist makes that up for you. And it's only for you. That's not only it's a throwback, right, to the original apothecary type of when you thought about apothecary, you know, generations ago, maybe hundreds, thousands of years ago. That's what they did. Well, that's what these guys are doing now. And here's what part of the result of all that. They're surviving and literally thriving, almost recession resistant, not completely, but almost recession resistant, because they found another way to go about their business. They found a niche. They found something that was useful to customers. We've all seen this. We've seen other industries do this. The travel agencies had to do this. The stockbrokers have had to do this. When the big boxes came in, when the disruptor came in, the internet, whatever it might be, the ones who survived were the ones who found a way to make a living, but they had to think differently. They had to take their blinders off. They had to get out of their own way. They had to get outside their four walls and look around and say, okay, What's my role in the marketplace going forward in the face of all these realities? The internet, big boxes, the government, whatever it may be, whatever's putting up headwinds in front of you, whatever's constraining you, whatever's threatening you, you got a choice. You can either say, okay, I give up, go ahead and shoot me now, or you can say, you know, wait a minute, maybe there's another way to go about this. And that's what the compounding pharmacists have done. They've done it for two reasons. Number one, there's a need there. They're serving patients. They're serving people who need what they have. Number two, it's serving them because they are not only surviving. I mean, I promise you, some of these pharmacies were literally, you know, they could have flipped a coin and said, okay, heads I go out of business, tails I become a compounding pharmacist. Well, the ones who chose tails and became a compounding pharmacist, they are not only surviving, they're almost not even regarding the big boxes. Because the big boxes aren't doing the compounding, at least not to the degree that they are. And they're building communities. That's what we talked about yesterday when I was with them. They're building communities with the patients. They're connecting with their patients. And it's just really exciting to see. If you don't know a compounding pharmacist in your area, get to know one. Find out. Start asking that question. When you meet a pharmacist, when you go to a little community pharmacy, ask them, are you a compounding pharmacist? I bet their eyes will be big because they wonder, how did you know that? Tell them you heard it from me. I'm Jim Blassingame, 29 after. I'll be right back.
Way back when, in 67, I was a dandy, yeah, my kind.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.